Or you can do it with a pipe or a cigar, anything. And he took a couple of long, hard drags and sucked them down about his anus, you know, and hit the wall, man. He just, as Bob Dylan says, could not find the door. Couldn't even see the floor, but anyway, yeah, corn tassels are good to smoke.
What about the stuff that you brush off the ear, strange stuff?
I know what you're talking about, yeah, just, you know.
You ever call it silk?
Yeah, it's corn silk, corn hair, you know.
What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the ear?
You mean like a roast ear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, okay. Roasting ear. Roast ear.
And this thing, big orange thing that you make, jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, that's a pumpkin. Yeah. Which turns a nickname for a lot of people, pumpkin, you know.
Yeah. What about a yellow crookneck vegetable?
A squash.
Okay.
Yeah.
And different kinds of melons?
There's watermelon, mushmelon. Well, some people would debate whether or not a cantaloupe and a mushmelon were the same thing. Other people would say that a mushmelon is actually the, what is the sweeter variety, what do they call that? The, not a cantaloupe, but a, oh, hell.
Honeydew?
Yeah, honeydew melon. Yeah, right. But anyway, to me, they all smell like, yeah, you know, I just don't like them. My mother used to bring them home from the grocery store in a car, and I'd say, Mom, please stop, let me walk. God, I can't stand it. I don't know why, just the smell of a cantaloupe just irks my ass. Yeah. But that's about it, you know, watermelon, yeah. Mushmelon.
What about these things that grow wild in people's yards, look like little umbrellas open, have a thin stalk, and they're round, you know, at the top?
You know, mushroom?
Sure.
Yeah, I always heard those things were poison. You know, and a few years, a year or two ago, I heard about some guys making mushroom wine or something, you know, out of these things. I don't know, you know, this was the same guys that'll try angel dust and, you know, all of this stuff, you know. But mushroom wine, I don't know. I wasn't.
Kind of psychedelic.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. There used to be something that grew in the yard. It was just a little, like a little puff on the ground. It looked like a mushroom with no legs or something, you know, and they called it devil snuff. And you stomp it, you know, and it'd blow junk all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, they always say that's poison, you know.
Have you ever heard a mushroom called anything else?
Not right away, I don't think.
Toadstool.
Yeah, what, toadstool? Sure.
Is that the same?
Well, I don't really know. Well, like I said, you see them in some areas around here. I figured a toadstool was a little bit bigger, you know, stronger, so that a toad could stool on it, you know, or whatever. I don't know, but, yeah, you know, it's a toadstool.
All right.
Toad frog.
Sure. This expression, if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, thanks, but I just don't want to be
obligated.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or obliged.
Right. Say if a small boy is trying to dare a friend of his to do something, walk through a graveyard at night, he might say something like, well, I'll dare you to do that, but I'll bet you.
Bet you chicken?
Okay.
Know what you mean? I bet you chicken out.
Is there any, do you ever find yourself in a position of having to use a negative of dare? How would you put that? I'll dare you to do that, but I'll bet you. Turning dare into a negative.
In other words, I bet you can't.
Well, like dare not.
Bet you won't.
You dare, don't dare do that.
Yeah,
dare,
yeah.
Any of that.
Yeah. Nay, don't you dare do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
None of this dassing stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if someone's mother is really getting on her kid or something, she might say something like, well, now you're not doing what you to do.
What you ought to do.
Okay. Or if a boy got a whipping, you might say, I'll bet he did something
he hadn't ought to done.
Okay.
Or shouldn't ought to done.
Sure. And in refusing to do something in a strong way, you might say, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
ain't going to do it.
All right, a few birds and animals. What about this bird that can see in the dark?
What, the bat?
Well, a bird, really. I don't think that's a bird.
Well, a bat can't see anyway, can they? They fly in the dark. Hell, they're blind. A bird that can see into the dark. Probably the hoot owl, I guess, yeah.
Are there different types around here?
Well, you know, different colorings, but I mean an owl, a hoot owl. There's a hoot owl and a screech owl.
Right.
And a hoot owl, whoo-whoo, but a screech owl's got a wow to him. I don't know why. It sounds like a, you know, sort of a panther-like almost. And used to have a lot of fun out of those when we'd, quote, camp out. Actually, what we'd do is get a quilt and go out in the back in the woods, you know, and sleep. You know, it's just no air conditioning, nothing, no big deal. And you hear a screech owl way off in the distance, wow, you know.
Like a bird.
I don't know why.
What about a bird that drills holes in a tree?
That's a peckerwood, or a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Do you still
better change a woodpecker? Yeah, red-headed. Well, if he's a red-headed peckerwood,
right.
You know. But if it's just an old black woodpecker, I don't know why.